under a bill moving through the Senate, state workers would get $10,000 for taking home a child with special needs and $5,000 for taking home a child with no special needs. Niceville Republican Senator Don Gates is sponsoring the measure. He says the money will help families who might otherwise hesitate to adopt while also helping the state.
Right now it costs about $35,000 a year to keep a child in a group home. It costs over $6,000 a year to keep a child in foster care with a foster care family. By having these children be adopted, because they are adoptable, we'll be able to save money and also, I think, do a good thing.
Adoptive parent Karen Burns says a similar program existed when she and her husband, a state employee, adopted four older children from foster care a few years ago. But she says the program had run out of money. She says having the support Gates' bill would offer would have been a big help for her family.
We doubled up some things. We had to get the ugliest 14-passenger van you've ever seen because we didn't have the money to buy an 8-passenger. I think Honda Odyssey is the only one that's made. So we got this really ugly van that the kids hated. But we could all go somewhere together. They needed clothes because they come with very little.
Gates' bill would apply to state employees along with school district and university employees. It includes additional provisions like one that would establish an award for families or organizations that help kids get adopted. Another would let homeschoolers serve as foster care families. The Senate Appropriations Subcommittee amended the bill so it could take effect earlier, then passed it unanimously. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.